Dick Carucci, Nathan Zagura, or Notorious B.I.C. and Master Z, or Z Diddy, or the list is growing. But we're on to something. We're going to get that 100% right before we're all said and done here. I am at the Liberty Ford dealership in Parma Heights on 6600 Pearl Road. Come on out and see us here. We're going to be broadcasting for another hour. Kevin Mack is here, and he can sign some autographs and talk some football. We've had some folks stop by to say hello while they're checking out the great, great Ford vehicles that are here in the showroom and out on the out in the lot. And it's really it's a little cloudy, but it's a nice day. What a spring-like day. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Interesting comments, Nathan, from Josh Gordon. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, well, he was asked today if, you know, about the matchup with Aqib Talib, and I like the confidence he's starting to show, a little bit of swagger. He basically said, you know, Aqib Talib's going to make plays, but I'm definitely going to make more, and I think he's starting to assert himself a little bit, which I like. I think he's saying things from the team perspective correctly. He said it again last week after he did something no one in the history of the National Football League has done, back-to-back games over 200 yards, said, you know, listen, we lost, so I don't care. It's not that important to me. Maybe someday I'll be able to look back on it and say, wow, that was a pretty incredible two-game stretch, but we were 0-2 as a team, so I didn't care about that, and I liked it. He's going out there, and he's not intimidated by the New England Patriots and Aqib Talib by any stretch of the imagination. We talked about statistically why maybe he shouldn't be either. With the last three of the last four, what I would call clear number one receivers to face Talib have had good success in Antonio Brown, Demaryius Thomas, and, of course, Andre Johnson at 8 for 122 last week.
And here is Kevin Mack talking. Excuse me. Kevin Mack's going to join us very shortly.
Return
I was giving a little preview on that. But let's have Josh Gordon talk about what Nathan Zagura just referenced.
Definitely looking forward to the challenge. You know, never played this team. You know, I hold this team in high regard for their past, you know, their coaching staff and the guys they have on their team, you know, what they've done. But they might double team, they might not. You know, if they do give me that look, we're prepared for it, for the double team. We've been practicing for it. But if they don't, and they single me up, we plan to exploit it.
Yeah. Right. You can't be singled up.
No. And we plan to exploit it. And that's exactly what he should be able to do, and I'm glad. I love the confidence there. I don't think he just talks trash. I think he's a pretty straight-up player when it comes to, you know, his skill set and realistically what he thinks he can do against an opponent, and that should be something that can happen against this Patriots defense. My biggest concern with the Patriots isn't how well they can cover or how poorly they will cover Josh Gordon or anyone else from the Browns receiving corps. It's how much pressure they're going to get on quarterback X, if it is Jason Campbell or whoever
right.
It might be. That's the chore here is dealing with that, protecting the quarterback and dealing with that pass rush.
All right, the Browns have given up the second most sacks this season. The Patriots in the top 10 in terms of getting to the quarterback sacks this season, so it's not a great matchup in that sense. The good news is their number one sack man, Chandler Jones, 10.5 sacks on the year, will be lined up against Joe Thomas. Rob Ninkovich likely to be going against Mitchell Schwartz. Ninkovich has 5 sacks on the season. So hopefully you can neutralize Chandler Jones with your number one guy, Joe Thomas, a 6-time Pro Bowler, and that gives a little bit of time for Jason Campbell to get the football out. I do have a feeling, though, that there are going to be many opportunities to throw the ball. I'd like to see the Browns be able to establish the ground game against this New England Patriots defense that has been terrible against running backs, almost 400 yards rushing to running backs over the last two games alone to Denver and Houston last week. So hopefully they can set that up, allow them to get into some play action and take some shots down the field.
Let's hope that's the case. We're going to get more of a rundown about this New England Patriots team from a fun guy who talks a lot about them on television and radio in New England. He is a 5-time NFL Pro Bowl nose tackle in the National Football League and played for the Patriots briefly at the end of his career. Spent most of his time with the Buffalo Bills, also had some time with the San Francisco 49ers. He is Fred Smirlus, and we're going to be on the line with him shortly on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Vic Carucci, and I am at Liberty Ford in Parma Heights on Pearl Road. My partner, Nathan Zagura, back in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And we are with you on ESPN 850 WKNR. Let that stage light go and shine on down.